Workers with disabilities are going public with a campaign against their very own pay rise. Some unions and advocates insist the way their pay is worked out is discriminatory. But bosses of disability enterprises are worried a proposed reworking of the pay rates would make the businesses unviable. A crowd of workers and their supporters kicked off their campaign with a rally in Wollongong today. David Cody was there.
The rally here on the main shopping strip in Wollongong, south of Sydney, is getting quite a bit of attention from the locals. Mark McNair was on stage wearing a bright red shirt emblazoned with the message, "My job counts." He's been surrounded by friends and colleagues from local disability enterprises.
"My job gives me proud. At Greenalus, I give great friends."
Mark McNair is so passionate because he's been told his job that he loves so much is at risk.
"Because it's my job counts."
Greenacres employees are currently paid according to an assessment of their competency and productivity, but the Fair Work Commission is reviewing the award, and a new assessment focusing solely on workers' productivity has been put forward by some unions and advocates as the best way forward. Chris Christodoulou believes that would have dire consequences for the not-for-profit business.
"So what they're saying is that the way you measure the wages should be based on how fast a person works. In other words, piecework. Now, the problem associated with that is that if you've got somebody that only has the capability of doing very, very simple, basic, say, packaging, and doing that with a lot of support, it can artificially lift that wage level quite substantially. To the point where, of course, the customers that we provide the services to are going to be unwilling to give us the work, and as a consequence, we will lose those jobs."
Here at the Greenacres workshop, there are big tables and sewing machines with workers hard at it. They're known here for stitching together body bags for hospitals and forensic departments. It's intricate work, and Jessica Ratcliffe is one of the workers here.
"So I like sewing, I like welding, shrink wrapping. Coming to work, seeing all my friends and trainers, because I know they're understanding, and at the end of the day, they're here to help us with anything we need."
The AED Legal Centre has been driving the case for changes to the way employees' pay is calculated. Kirsty Wilson is the firm's principal legal practitioner.
"Well, it's not exactly that we want the workers to be paid more. What we want is an equitable wage. And an equitable wage means that the way that the wages are, or the worker is assessed, should be done fairly, and we're saying that that should just be done on their productivity, because that's what comes down to it. The work that they are doing is productive work. It's, you know, gardening or packaging, you know, things like that."
She doesn't believe the changes will see a big increase in the wages bill for disability enterprises.
"It may be that some of the workers will not receive as high a wage as what they perhaps are now, but other workers who are productive will receive the wages that they should be being paid."
The advocacy group People with Disabilities backs that view. Samantha French is the group's senior policy director for employment and accessibility. She questions the campaign being run by disability enterprises like Greenacres.
"Very concerning that those ADEs are alarming families, people with disability, employees of ADEs, and the distress that that's causing. We find that very alarming."
Back at the rally, the concern is clear as parents and grandparents of the workers come out in support of the campaign.
"If he was to lose this meaningful supported employment, what would become of my grandson? Where would he go? Who would employ him in Wollongong? Many what ifs."
"She works in a factory. She does some processing, so boxing products. She loves her job. It's the highlight of her week is to go to work. I think the pay is so second to what they actually do. I would pay them to take her just because it gives her so much purpose. It's not about a job, it's about a life.
Voices from that rally in Wollongong, David Cody, our reporter.